into looking at temperatures and thinking it's going to warm up quickly. It will eventually, but not until after this week.
It's going to warm up quickly in the next 3-4 months.
Yeah.
That's how it works with the 12-month calendar. Quickly.
What I'll do is when I cough, I'll point to you.
All right, Gary.
Yeah.
How you feeling over there? Wait, he's coughing. I'll just say it every time. No, Gary's coughing right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wednesday. I made it through Tuesday and didn't think anything of it. Maybe because I worked Monday, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It still seemed like a Saturday. Monday was Saturday.
Yeah, that's...
Yet I came to work the next day, so I don't know.
And are you writing 17 instead of 16?
I wrote 16 on something yesterday afternoon. Went right to the book and wrote the 1 and wrote the 3 and then 16. How come our brain just doesn't do that, even though you're thinking about it?
Yeah, and it's amazing how few times you do that now.
Write the date?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be you'd write checks all the time, and you'd write
I write the date probably at least once, but up to 6 times a day.
In there?
No. Throughout the day. And here, positively once.
Yeah.
But at my other place,
oh, okay.
Yeah. 3 to 5 times a day, yeah.
I don't do it as much, so.
Hmm.
I have the opportunity to pause and reflect. What year is it?
Check. When was the last time I wrote a check?
Check.
2015? No, it was a couple of months ago. I had to write a check out for something.
That's interesting, yeah.
Checks are not... Somebody had this cool thing on Facebook. You should collect every $5 bill you get. Just stick it in an envelope. Every time you get five, put it away. Don't think anything of it. And at the end of the year, you know, you got this money. I'm like, that means I'd have to deal with cash and not my debit card or your credit card.
And why five?
I don't deal with cash hardly ever.
And why five?
I don't know. I guess because you're, you know, ones are easier. If you need $3, you use ones. Don't use the five. And 20s are too big. And I don't know. I still think it's something every once in a while. I get an old $100 bill and I go, oh, look how tiny that little head is on that $100 bill. So, you don't get those very often either. There, he's coughing.
No. Yeah.
You ready for an F word?
Yeah.
Well, it goes very well with something we're just talking about.
Okay.
Four-letter word beginning with F, meaning confronting one another.
Is it phlegm?
No. Is that a PH word?
Yeah,
no.
It is. Isn't that PHLEGM?
Is there a G in there, or two?
Why would you...
Yeah.
If you're looking
you
at
say
the
it only
English
if you're coughing.
And you're saying, okay, these rules apply to spelling. By the way, that word's phlegm. The person you're teaching is going to go, huh?
What are you talking
about? Yeah, okay, four-letter word, F, what?
Meaning confronting one another. I'm confronting you.
You are,
four-letter F word. F as in Faja, no.
Faja.
Four-letter word beginning with F, meaning confronting one another.
Oh, I'm really making this too difficult.
I think so. That's it.
Okay.
243-4351. If you can tell me what today's F word is, caller number 2. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you won. We'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Any one of those days, you can get yourself a lunch buffet at Bogey's Cafe. You are caller 1. Try again. Looking for caller number 2-243-4351. Good morning.
Face.
Face is correct. And who is this?
Barb Nicholson.
Barb Nicholson calling from Jacksonville. How are you today?
Fine.
Very good. You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's, and you have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you. Barb Nicholson, our winner today. Face.
Face to Face. One of your favorite movies was Face Off between John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. You'll watch that, about what, 12, 15 times a year?
I do. Once a month. The third Sunday of every month.
And you retch.
I go, wait a minute. They're not even shaped the same, size or anything. I don't care if you switch their face. Their bodies are different. You should notice. I don't know. Face. F-A. I really have strong feelings about that.
Yeah, apparently you do.
Face. F-A-C-E.
Does your bank understand you,
your family,
your finances,
your dreams?
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Lori Doolin, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Oh.
I don't have it, so can't do that.
Okay.
We're good. Snort right. away in there.
All right.
Snuffleupagus over here. Oh, it's Wednesday. Any big plans? Did you make a New Year's resolution? You said, this is what I'm going to do this year.
No, I don't.
You looked around the house and said, I will get that cabinet up there for you, honey.
No.
No?
Okay. I don't generally do those.
I think
probably because I'm lazy.
As I say, the people who don't do it just because they're like,
yeah,
I don't want to mess with it. I do it because I say, this year, I'm not going to pick up my phone as much and check for emails, text messages,
is that
Facebook.
It? Is that it?
That's one of them.
Okay.
That's
a good one. I like it.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Be more here and less over there.
Yeah.
I sat at the day after New Year's, I guess New Year's Day, actually, next to a person at breakfast, or six of us, and almost 75% of the breakfast, they were on their phone the entire time. I'm like, there's all of us sitting here with you, and that is so important. And I'm thinking, you know, I know there's been times that Dave and I are at lunch or something, and I'm on my phone for 10 minutes. Facebook is one of those things you get on and you think, oh, I'm just going to check something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And like 12 minutes later, you're still doing something for no reason. Oh,
yeah.
Look, a puppy. I like that. You know, I'm just stupid.
Right.
So the phone is going to go. I am not going to be.
Now, what if it's work related, though? I mean, you know, you run a business, so some people might have a need for, hey, don't forget to pick up extra tax when you're out. Do you ever get those texts?
No, because those are things I'm going to call for later, and actually, if they're going to go out and get it, it's going to be my brother. It isn't going to be me anyway.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to send me for bolts, nuts, or screws. He will take care of that himself. But people can message me, and I will get to it within a 24-hour period is what I promise on there. I'm not...
Okay.
I have never been in an emergency furniture situation. I need it
furniture
now.
Alert. Furniture alert.
The leg broke on my chair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, use another chair. No, I don't have anything. My children, if they try to call me three times and I haven't paid attention, they know where I'm at. So they'll call here or they'll call, you know, it's not going to be, no. It's not important. It's not important.
We have and have talked about it in the past, the Google Hangout for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Three daughters and wife. And so we all participate in that. There are many times where I go a couple days without checking that.
Is it a special notification sound?
No.
So you know exactly, oh, that's my Hangout. So
no,
I know
it used to be, and I think I took it off.
It's helpful when you have a special sound for something.
Yeah. And it's kind of neat when you do check on it because there's nothing emergency. I mean, if it's emergency, they'll get a hold of me. But
right.
If it's usually some cute grandchild story that I want to look at it with the luxury of time anyway, so.
Is it work-related? Do I need to pick that phone up and go,
yeah.
Sometimes I don't. So this year is backing off the electronics.
So does that mean not checking computer emails, too, or do you mm-hmm. do everything on phone?
I have one at home, and so far, and I started actually later last year than I did this year. So since Christmas, I probably only turned on my computer twice. I try not to sit there multitasking, watching TV and going on and looking at stuff. I did get on the computer last night because looking for something in particular. But my phone has my email, and I'm good to check it once a day. I don't check it like every 6 minutes or anything. I'm not addicted to it, but I do find that I can be in situations where I'm rather around other people, and there is my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's, even if I'm not looking at it, just the fact that you have it and it feels like, you know, oh my gosh, I might need this. It's kind of silly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm really good about turning off the phone.
That I never do.
Turn on a mute.
Ever. Never.
Never put on mute?
No.
I did the Christmas Eve Mass, which I was cantering and realized, appalled, later on that I grabbed my phone and it was on. So it could have rung during the service.
Bad, bad, bad.
And I would have gone, who is the idiot that left on their phone?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
And I'd have been the one up there going, excuse me.
Now, I'm good at, put it on vibrate, but even on vibrate, like if you're at the movie theater and you have your phone face up, like in my purse or something, it will glow, obviously. So I always try to make sure it's on vibrate and flip down so it won't light up the room.
Have you ever sat at a table where multiple people have their phones on vibrate and they're vibrating at various times?
And you're going,
almost as obnoxious.
It's just, I'm one of those people at dinner, my phone is on the table. I don't know if that's bad. I have it there. You know, my kids are pretty much adults at this point. They don't need me. There's no point. They're going to call me up and go, Mom, you know, I'm not saying they're going to have a car wreck or something crazy, but I'm just, you don't want to think that, but it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I need to let it go. Let it go. I'm letting it go. Talked about it 10 minutes straight now, I'm starting to think I need to check it right now.
As we were able to exist for so many years.
I know. How did I do that?
Without this silly instrument.
The new little pod thing you put in the room and say, hey.
I don't think I want
whatever.
That.
What's a giraffe sound like? I mean, they do the silly commercials, and I think, you know how many times in the afternoon my brother and I have went, what was the name of that guy from that one movie? And I pick up my phone, and I was like, things like that, it makes it awesome that you can have that information right there. But other times it's like, did I really, really need to know that?
I got sons-in-laws who Google, you know, they yell into their phone.
Well, I do that, but I don't yell.
Well, they yell. I don't have that yet.
What's my favorite Nicolas Cage movie? And it, nothing comes out of there.
And it's crickets. And it's just crickets.
Oh, I like that one movie with the orchids. I would have been
Peggy Sue Got Married.
No, terrible at oh my gosh, I forgot about that movie. I'd have been terrible at trivia in the last week and a half. My brain has just went, it's the end of the year. Don't think about anything. I have just been terrible with trivial things like that. I don't know.
That's not also a bad thing to have.
Not thinking?
No, just no trivia. Just trivia by nature is worthless information.
But I'm usually pretty good at worthless things. Do I need to know what movie came out when and who was in it? My son and I do play games like that where he'll call me up and go, what was the name of that one movie with, you know, whatever? And I'm like, oh, it's what you call it. Or songs, mostly. I'm really good at people calling me and asking me the name of a song.
You're probably not to the stage in your life yet, but I'm to the stage where I'll see an actor and he'll just drive me nuts and I can't think of the name. I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
And it'll hit me at the weirdest time. Not thinking about it. 2:00 in the morning. Bam, pops into my head.
No, that's what Google is for.
Yeah. That's why you need that silly thing in a corner going, hey, Google, you know that actor that does the
that isn't going to help you much when you do that.
Yeah. You can't, come on, read my mind, let's go.
In the 80s when I was in high school, let's see, what was that? No.
Tell me all the movies made in 1982.
Oh, no. Oh, movies. I was going to mention, have you seen the previews for Michael Keaton's new film, The Founder?
No. Creepy?
It's about a fast food restaurant, and he came in and took it over and made it franchised. And I can't tell if he's really a good guy or really not a good guy. So he's playing in the face, kind of talking salesman kind of guy.
It looks
pretty good.
Is it like modeled after McDonald's or?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the whole story.
Oh, okay.
From when he found a brothers who invented making quickly.
Whose names were McDonald's.
Yeah. And he kind of took everything and went out and made it big. But Michael Keaton looks like he's going to be in another decent movie for Michael Keaton.
Ray Kroc.
Is that it? Yeah.
I think
sounds
it is.
Right. Sounds right. But he is he's one of those actors that I have seen in funny roles. I've seen him in serious, creepy roles, Pacific Heights, and other things. And you go, he can do that, but yet I wouldn't want to see him every year in a movie.
No.
I think you'd just get sick of him that way. But
he had sort of a manic way about him when he was younger.
Yeah.
That just bouncing off the walls, Mr. Mom, and, you know.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Duplicity. was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
but this one, he looks like he's just kind of intense.
And he's a guy you like to like.
Yeah.
He's not a guy. He's not Nicolas Cage.
What was that? I just go out of my way not to like him.
Yeah,
I don't
no
know
kidding.
What it is. But the bird.
People are going home.
Birdman.
I don't have any problem with Nicolas Cage. Why does she not like him so much?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, the Birdman.
Was it the Birdman?
I think so.
And that whole movie I liked, not necessarily because I liked it, but I liked the whole filming of it, mm-hmm. the look of it, things like that. I was more into the making, I guess, watching that movie than I was the whole storyline of
Wasn't
the movie.
Wasn't it continuous?
Yeah, it looked like it was nonstop videoing from a certain point of view, the whole thing. And I thought, wow, that looked really neat. But in the end, it was just... Okay, well, where did that go?
Why did I watch that movie?
And it won an Oscar. There mm-hmm. you go. It was unique, but The Founder, that's my next thought on a film of... You know how many movies I've missed in the last year? I decided that I never saw Finding Dory.
Uh-oh.
And it was like the biggest animated feature this past year.
And?
I never saw it.
You're not going to go back and see it?
Oh, I'm going to rent it or something. Okay. David and I will be sitting at home watching our Finding Dory one of these days going, that was funny. Why didn't we go to the movie? I don't know. You get to a certain age, you just don't go see animated features as much, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. You'd be kind of embarrassed by it.
Not necessarily.
Oh,
just
yeah,
the fact that I would go, okay, am I going to go see this movie or am I going to do this today? And I find myself being more adult going, I've got other things to do today, so... I bet this last year I've only been to 10 movies. And for me, that's...
That's something, yeah.
That's a little amount.
Well, we haven't seen The Family Man yet. We'll watch that.
That holiday film
with
that you
Nicolas
love.
With Nicolas Cage.
I still can't think of the movie that I like. Identity? No. Adaptation. Adaptation. That's the only Nicolas Cage. See, and I didn't like George Clooney until he made Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? I had...
Yeah. Okay.
Adaptation. It didn't look like Nicolas Cage. It didn't act like Nicolas Cage.
You know, you didn't
I
like
can't
death,
believe it was
you didn't
Nicolas
like the
Cage.
Death Rider with Eva Mendes or whatever her name is.
Oh, his fiery skull guy?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was called anyway.
I don't either.
It wasn't Death Rider.
No. It was a motorcycle rider on fire that has a skull.
That's it.
That's the name of the movie.
Oh, go to your room and do some
All
work.
All right. Thank
have
you.
A good one. Coming up, we will have a look at your weather forecast. We'll have... Jacksonville Area Pulse, that's what it is. I told you, don't do trivia with me today. I would definitely lose. You would win. And we'll have Market Call before the top of the hour.